Hare Krishna. And now we have glories of the holy name with our very special guest, His Holiness Radhanath Swami. He is a direct disciple of Srila Prabhupada and a GBC member, overseeing zones in Italy and India. Maharaj is an avid humanitarian, and you can see this with the projects he has he overlooks, such as feeding 250,000 plates of prasadam daily to the children in the slums of Mumbai, opening up an orphanage, schools, hospitals, and much more. Maharaj is also an amazing author, and you can read his autobiography called The Journey Home, and also recently The Journey Within. Both are available on Amazon. So now, without further ado, let's welcome His Holiness Radhanath Swami.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari.
Oh, Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Pastyajate Shatarine Vanshakalpatarubhyaschakripasindubhya eva cha patitanam bhavanibhyo Vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hari 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 Rama Hari Rama 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 Hari Hari. I am sincerely grateful to be with all of you today. My special gratitude to His Holiness Lokanath Swami Maharaj and his wonderful team of devotees for organizing this Sankirtan festival. I have been asked to speak on the kirtan pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is written, Krishna Varnam Visakrishnam Sangopangasha Parasharam Yagyai Sankirtanaprayayar Yajanti Hi Sumedasa. In this age of Kali, those who are endowed with good intelligence will worship the Supreme Lord who descends with his loving associates from the spiritual world through the chanting of God's holy names congregationally. Lord Chaitanya and his associates, they plunder the storehouse of love of God, prema bhakti. They tasted the contents, intoxicated with spiritual bliss. They had limitless compassion for all living beings, and therefore they distributed the contents of ecstatic love through the chanting of the holy names, without considering who was fit or who was unfit, what was an auspicious time or inauspicious time, what was an auspicious place or an inauspicious place. They did not consider anyone's designations. What was their sex? What was their race? What was their nationality? What was their social position, their caste? What was their economic condition? Anyone who was sincere to receive and to follow the simple path of bhakti, they were giving prema pumartamahan, the highest perfection, the very essence of all religion, the awakening of our hearts, pure, unalloyed spiritual love, love for God, love for Krishna. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in this world on the request of Haridas Thakur and Advaitacharya. This is very significant because Lord Chaitanya, when he came, he crashed through all sectarian boundaries. He taught that on the spiritual level, Suratam Sarvabhutanam, we are all brothers, we are all sisters. We are all children of the same God. Advaitacharya was the leader of the Brahmin community. And Haridas Thakur was coming from a family background of people who were considered at that time to be untouchable outcasts. Yet Advaitacharya and Haridas Thakur, they had the highest love and respect for each other because they saw the character of the purity of each other's hearts. Together, they decided, we will bring Krishna to this world. In this age of Kali, at the present and the future, there is so much confusion about what true religion is. There is so much sinful activity and so much suffering. Only Krishna can give the highest prema, the highest love to these people. Together and in their own residences, they loudly chanted Krishna's names and worshiped Krishna with the prayer that Krishna, please come. In reciprocation, the Lord descended. And he came at the time of a lunar eclipse, when the common people would go, as a custom, to chant the names of Hari, something that often they never did any other time. It was this time when the names of the Lord were being resounded that Krishna came with a beautiful golden complexion as the son of Sachi Devi and Jagannath Mishra. Sachi Devi, his mother, named him Nimai because he was born under a neem tree. And Jagannath Mishra named him Gauranga because he had beautiful golden limbs, Gora Sundar. The neighborhood ladies, they thought, he looks beautiful like Krishna with a golden complexion, and called him Gaur Hari. When he was just an infant child, he would cry. And the only way to stop his crying was when everybody around would clap their hands and chant Lord Hari's names. And hearing the names of the Lord chanted with sincerity, Nimai would smile upon them, cast a merciful, loving glance upon them, and fill their hearts with joy. It became a daily pastime where little infant Nimai would cry and everyone would come around to chant God's holy names. Nimai grew up in Navadvip Dham, near the banks of the holy river Ganga. And like Krishna, he performed pastimes that were often mischievous, but was always enamoring the hearts and the souls of the devotees. He grew to be the most gifted student and the most talented teacher of Sanskrit and grammar. At one time, he went to Bangladesh to teach. He was just a teenager at the time. While he was there, thousands of students were coming. They were so attracted to him, but they did not know who he really was. One particular man was named Tapan Mishra. He was a Brahmin. And he was seeking the goal of life and how to achieve it. He wanted to know the essence of religion and the essence of life itself. He studied scriptures, books. He went to yogis and sages and pundits. But he was not satisfied with a clear answer. One night, a divine being appeared to him in a dream and told him that you are fortunate. Close by, Nimai Pandit is teaching. He's appearing to be just like an ordinary human being, but actually he is the Supreme Lord, the Father and the Mother of all living beings, Narayan. Go to him. He will teach you. what is the true supreme goal of life and how to achieve it. What I'm telling you is a secret not to be repeated. In the morning, Tapan Mishra came to Lord Chaitanya. He was sitting on the banks of the Padmavati River with his students. Tapan Mishra prostrated himself dandavats before the Lord, and with great humility, folded palms, he said, "My Lord, I am most fallen. I am lowly. I am unqualified. But I want to know what is the goal of life and how to achieve it." Nimai smiled. He said, "You are so fortunate because you want to serve Krishna. The ultimate goal of life is pure devotional service, ecstatic love for the one supreme God who has many names. The way to achieve that love is through the chanting of the holy names of the Lord. Krishna comes to teach this method again and again. Paritra naya sadhunam vinashaya chuduskratam dharma samstapanaradaya sambhavami yuge yuge. Krishna comes in many incarnations to teach us what we have forgotten, to reestablish the very essence of true religion. Lord Chaitanya quoted from the scripture, Srimad Bhagavatam, Kriteya dhyayato vishnum tretayam yajato makai dvapare paricharyayam kalota dhari kirtanat. That what was attainable in the Satya Yuga through meditation, and what was attainable through in Treta Yuga through performance of perfect executed sacrifice, in Dwarpa Yuga by worshipping the lotus feet of the Lord, that same ultimate perfection, Krishna Prema, can be achieved in Kali Yuga simply by chanting the holy names of the Lord, Kirtan. Harinama, 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 Eva Kevalam, Kalona, Steva, Nasteva, Nasteva, Gatiranyata. In this age of Kali Yuga, there's no other way. Kalerudosani de Jarjan, Asti Heka Mahantguna, Kirtanad Eva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Parambraje. This age of Kali Yuga is an ocean of faults. We're so much experiencing this today. But there's one benediction. Simply by chanting the holy names of Krishna, one can attain the supreme perfection of liberation. Lord Chaitanya told Tapan Mishra that I am going to disclose to you the most important mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari. These 16 names, 13 syllables, compose the Maha Mantra. By performing the 9 processes of devotional service and especially chanting this mantra, one can attain the highest goal of life, the Satya. I will reveal more to you in the future. Now you go to reside in Varanasi, and I will come. Tapan Mishra wanted to come back to Mayapur with Lord Chaitanya, but Lord Chaitanya had his own special plan. Lord Gauranga returning to Navadvip. He appeared like a great teacher, and he pretended to not show so much interest in the path of bhakti because he wanted to teach a lesson. The importance of accepting and sincerely serving a spiritual master. He went to Gaya, and there he met his Guru Maharaj, Ishwarapuri. He cooked for him. He massaged his feet and his legs. He rendered the most menial services and inquired about the goal of life from Ishwarapuri, and Ishwarapuri told him to chant the holy names of the Lord and to spread the names of the Lord everywhere. Hearing that instruction, he came back to Navadvip, and then he manifested the ecstasies of his love for Krishna. Sri Radha's love, which was hidden in his heart, was now pouring out uncontrollably. Such a devotee. Srivas Thakur, Advaita Charya, Haridas Thakur, Gadadhar Pandit, all these great souls would constantly be hearing and speaking about Krishna with him and having kirtan at Srivasangam. Throughout the night, every night, Lord Chaitanya with his closest associates would have kirtan. Meanwhile, the common people, some of the caste Brahmins and others, were very envious of the Lord. And they were criticizing him, blaspheming him, spreading so many rumors against him, and making these rumors appear to make sense, to mislead others. But the pious, innocent people, they wanted so much to have kirtan with Lord Chaitanya, to see his beautiful dancing. And one morning they came to his house after Lord Chaitanya danced and chanted with his beautiful devotees throughout the night in Srivasangam. They came giving gifts. Seeing their sincerity, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he blessed them. He said, please serve Krishna. Speak about Krishna. Chant the names of Krishna. I will teach you how. Here is the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. There are no hard and fast rules for chanting this mantra. You can chant when you're in your shops. You can chant when you're at home. You can chant in your minds. You could chant softly. You could chant loudly. You could chant when you're eating. You could chant when you're sleeping, in any place, anywhere. When you're home with 5 people, 10 people, or just by yourself when you're walking. Clap your hands, sing together. And in this way, you will be blessed with love for Krishna. The people of Navadvip, they were so happy. They were so enthused. Wherever they were, the loud chanting of the holy names was taking place. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he would see people chanting in kirtan, he would humble himself before them. He would embrace these people who were chanting God's holy names. He would cry in joy. He would offer them garlands. The supreme controller of all controllers, the creator, maintainer, and destroyer of all the worlds. That Lord who is the ultimate goal of all religion and all life, was so humbly showing his gratitude to everyone or anyone who would simply accept his message of chanting God's names. When this chanting was taking place, the Chandkasi, who was the government ruler of that place, coming from a different religion, became very angry. And he made a law. No one was to publicly follow this Hindu religion, what he called. And anyone he caught, he would beat, plunder their wealth, imprison. He had 1,000 soldiers constantly searching for anyone who was following Lord Chaitanya's instruction. Those people came to Lord Chaitanya and they explained the traumatic dangers that they were in. Lord Chaitanya then, seeing this emergency situation, such persecution, he called out, "Nityananda Prabhu, go to the house of all the devotees. Go to the house of all the people of Navadvip. Today, I will personally go into the streets and lead the congregational chanting of the holy names. I will lead a procession to the house of the Chandkasi. Let us see what he will do to me. Today, I will bring down a rainstorm of ecstatic love for Krishna and Sankirtan of the holy names, and I will inundate the entire Navadvipan world with love of God. Everybody, gather at my home in the evening and bring a torch." That was the first public Sankirtan procession that was held, led by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. Lord Chaitanya told Haridas Thakur and Nityananda Prabhu, the two most empowered of all devotees, that you should go to every house, every bathing ghat, every shop, whoever you meet, give them this simple message. Worship Krishna. Speak about Krishna. Remember Krishna. Chant Krishna's names. Krishna's your mother, your father. Krishna's your real wealth. Krishna's your life and soul. Give this message. Do not discriminate who's unfit or fit. Give to everybody. Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur, like transcendental madmen in compassion, were giving love of God everywhere through kirtan. And ultimately, even to the most sinful, violent, fearful people, Jagai and Madhai. Dina hina yata chilo harinama udharila tara sakshi Jagai Madhai. That this holy name of the Lord is so pure, it could deliver anyone. And the testimony is Jagai and Madhai. Lord Chaitanya and his associates had a simple message to whoever they met. Jeev jago, goda chandra bole, kota nidra jayomaya pisachira kole. That wake up sleeping souls. Due to the influence of Maya, you have forgotten who you are. You're thinking you're this body and all these bodily designations, and you're so much obsessed with trying to be happy through mental conceptions. Wake up to your own eternal reality. You're a spirit soul. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sajya Kabunoi Sravanadi Suti Chitti Kori Ayudoi. Love for Krishna is the nature of the soul. It is within your heart. By associating with those who love Krishna and chanting Krishna's name, this love is awakened. It's what everybody's looking for. Bhaktivinoda Thakur quotes Lord Chaitanya. Grihe tako vanne tako, sada hari bole tako, suke duke bulo nako, barane hari nam korore. Whether one is a grihasta, having a job, living with a wife or a husband and children and family, or whether one is a brahmachari or sannyasi living in the forest or an ashram, it doesn't matter. We can be free of all the distress and happiness of this material world and taste the sweetness of ecstatic love of Krishna if we learn the art of chanting Krishna's holy names. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to expand the Sankirtan movement beyond Navadvipa, he took sannyas, the renounced order of life. He left his most loving wife and mother and all of his friends and the comforts of his Navadvip. A little later, by Sachi Devi, his mother's request, he went to Puri. From there, he went on a tour of South India. Wherever he went, he had the same message and the same way of presenting it. He would be walking through the pathways and the roads and through the forests, and whoever he would meet, he would induce them to chant the holy names of Krishna. Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 Rakshamam. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Pahimam. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Rakshamam. In this way, whoever he met, he would induce them to chant the names, and when they would chant the names, he would embrace them and fill them with ecstatic love for Krishna and told them, wherever you go, whoever you meet, give them this message, the message of pure unalloyed devotion, and induce them to chant. And in this way, villagers would go back to their villages, and they would go back to their towns, and they would go back to their cities, and soon millions of people in South India were tasting the sweetness of Krishna Prema and chanting Krishna's names. When Lord Chaitanya came to Kurukshetra, he met the Kurma Brahman and spoke about Krishna with him throughout the night. The Kurma Brahma wanted to go with Lord Chaitanya. He said, I want to leave my family. I'm suffering from the waves of the ocean of miseries of this material existence. I want to go with you. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him never to speak like that again. He said, you stay home. You stay with your family. You continue with your occupation, but always chant the names of Krishna. Live with the character of a devotee of Krishna and repeat the message of Bhagavad Gita. And in this way, you will always be with me and I will always be with you, and you will achieve perfection. This was the message Lord Chaitanya had wherever he was through South India, and so many wonderful stories. After 2 years, he returned to Jagannath Puri. And from there, he visited Vrindavan. On the way, he passed through the Jharikhand forest. There, it was just Balabhadra Bhattacharya, his assistant, and him. These Bengali and Bihari forests were very dangerous, wild animals. They were going on pathways that practically no man has ever been. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his compassion, not only did he see within human society the soul in everyone's heart and did not discriminate against anyone, he respected everyone as Krishna's loving children. But in Jharikhanda, what a miracle he performed. What a disclosure of his heart to the tigers. There was a tiger sleeping on the road in Balabhadra part. Bhattacharya was very much worried. But Lord Chaitanya came right up to that tiger and put his foot on the tiger's head and said, "Rise and chant the names Krishna, Krishna." And the tiger leapt up into the air and began to dance on his hind legs, chanting Krishna, Krishna, with tears of ecstasy pouring from his eyes, his hair standing on end. There were deers. Deers fear tigers, because tigers eat deers. But Lord Chaitanya, when he would see the tigers and the deers, he would induce them to chant the names of Krishna, and the tigers and the deers forgot all their animosity with one another. They saw the spiritual level of their relationship. And the most unlikely species of life were embracing one another with love, even kissing. And the tigers and deers were dancing in ecstasy as brothers and sisters, chanting the names of Krishna. He induced the wild elephants to chant, the snakes, the insects, the wild boars, the rabbits, the leopards. He induced ecstatic love in the hearts of the trees and the bushes. All living beings were being inundated by this rainstorm of compassion of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through Sankirtan, the chanting of the holy names. When the Lord chanted, he chanted with such love, with such compassion, it infused the hearts and awakened the true potential within everyone. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu roamed through the forest of Vrindavan for about 2 months, and then he returned to Puri. And throughout the day, he would have kirtan with his devotees. And the various ecstatic symptoms that Lord Chaitanya would reveal through his kirtans were something extraordinary. It was the ultimate joy. 4 months every year, the devotees from Bengal would come just to have kirtan throughout the day and night with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And during the Rath Yatra, Lord Chaitanya revealed this kirtan was his method of bringing the people of this world into his eternal lila of Vrindavan. Lord Chaitanya, in the mood of Sri Radha, was loudly chanting Krishna's name as the way of expressing his love for Krishna, Jagannath. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Puri had limitless kirtan pastimes throughout the day, throughout the night. And his residence, the Gambira, with Swarup Damodar Goswami and Ramananda Rai, and her servant Govinda, Lord Chaitanya was revealing the deepest, most intimate ecstasies of Krishna Prem, Sri Radha's love and separation. And it was in that deepest ecstatic state, in the Gambhira, that Lord Chaitanya composed Shikshastakam, 8 verses, glorifying the chanting of the holy names. It begins with Cheto Darpana Marjanam, that the mind is like a mirror. But in this material world, the mirror of our mind is covered with so much dust and dirt. The very purpose of a mirror is to see oneself. The soul is the true person. But when the eternal soul sees through a dirty mirror mind, then it only sees the dirt of lust and envy and anger and arrogance and greed and illusion. And we identify with all of these external temporary symptoms of a dying body and all the fleeting temperaments of the mind. But the chanting of the holy names is like cleansing the mirror of the mind. By chanting the holy names, it restores our original natural consciousness, our Krishna consciousness. Nam nam akari bahuta nija sarva shaktis tatrapita niyamitas maranena kala. Etadrisitava kripa bhagavan mamapi dur daivami hajani nanuragaha. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught a universal religion beyond any sectarianism, that there's one supreme God who has appeared in many ways, in many forms, and the Lord has many names. And each of these genuine, revealed names of the Lord is invested with the Lord's power, with the Lord's beauty, with the Lord's sweetness, with the Lord's love. Through chanting the holy names of the Lord sincerely, the form of the Lord, the eternal, beautiful form of the Lord, the abode of the Lord, the pastimes of the Lord, the associates, and one's own identity in relation with Krishna are revealed. And there are no hard and fast rules. But then Lord Chaitanya teaches the proper temperament. But I am not tasting the sweetness of the holy names. How unfortunate I am. And then the next verse that Lord Chaitanya composed, he told us that this verse is so essential to practice, that we should wear it on the string of the holy name and wear it always. Trinarapi sunichena taror ivasihishnuna amanina manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. Krishna is not different than his name. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasvigra. In Gita, Krishna says, Yeya tamam papadyante tamstataiva bhajamyaham. As we surrender to Krishna, Krishna reciprocates. And similarly, as we surrender to Krishna's name from our hearts, with our attention, as we're chanting, that is how Krishna reveals the taste and the beauty of his eternal self through his names. In this verse, Lord Chaitanya is teaching what he expects in regard to surrender while we're chanting. That throughout our life, in our daily practices, in our daily exchanges, we should strive to be more humble than a blade of grass, more tolerant than a tree, eager to offer all respect to others and to not expect any respect for oneself. In this way, Krishna will be pleased, and he will give us the power and the taste to chant the holy names constantly. And Lord Chaitanya teaches us how the greatest aspiration we can have is to be a speck of dust at the lotus feet of Krishna, means to be the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant. In the Shikshastakam verses, he teaches us the very secrets of love in separation. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is living with us eternally because he is the Lord within our hearts. Just as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was given the instruction to spread the Sankirtan movement everywhere by his guru, Ishwarapuri, our beloved founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada, was given the instruction by his guru, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, to take this message of Lord Chaitanya, the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, the Harinam Sankirtan movement, and teach it in the English language all over the world. When Srila Prabhupada came to the West, after 38 days sailing on the Jaladuta, he came off that boat, a cargo ship. He had no money. He didn't know anyone. He was 69 years old. He just had a series of heart attacks on the ship. But he explained that he felt completely confident because he had the Srimad Bhagavatam with him. He had the mercy of his Guru Maharaj, and he had the holy names of Krishna. Srila Prabhupada had such total faith in Lord Chaitanya's mercy and in the holy names of Krishna. He sat in Washington Square Park, Tompkins Square Park, with a little bongo drum and chanted the holy names in 1966 and started this Hare Krishna movement. It's Lord Chaitanya's movement. Srila Prabhupada explained that ISKCON, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, is a branch on the tree of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. Srila Prabhupada was merciful and kind to everyone. In the same way that Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda gave mercy, Srila Prabhupada was giving their mercy. The prime benediction for all humanity, the supreme, most auspicious blessing in all of creation, is Kali Kale Namarupe Krishnavatar, that Krishna has descended in the sound vibration of his names. When we chant this Maha Mantra, we are in the presence of Srimati Radharani and Krishna. And in Krishna, all other incarnations, all other aspects of God are included. I'm so grateful we're having this festival to glorify Sankirtan, the supreme most benediction that's accessible to everyone. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he compared himself to a fruit seller. He said these fruits are the fruits of Krishna Prema, love for Krishna, for God. And by tasting this fruit, one will be fully satisfied for the rest of eternity. But I have so many fruits. How many can I distribute myself? I am asking all my followers, all those who love me, if you want to please me most, help me to distribute these fruits of love for Krishna. We can understand how very dear Srila Prabhupada is, how specially empowered he is to distribute these fruits of love of Krishna through kirtan. And Srila Prabhupada gave us such a benediction. He requested us to assist him in distributing Krishna prema through Nam Sankirtan. And that is what we do when we distribute his books. That is when we do when we build temples. That is when we do when we distribute prasadam. That is when we do what we do when we're teaching people the principles of bhakti. When we go into the streets and chant, or when we're home or in an ashram chanting japa, we want to take shelter of the holy names and deeply infuse ourselves with Krishna's blessings so that we can please Krishna most by sharing this blessing with others. Lokanath Maharaj, we thank you so much for inspiring this festival where we can all come together and appreciate the great benediction of the holy names. And I'd like to conclude by remembering one of Srila Prabhupada's dearmost followers, His Holiness Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj. His beautiful kirtans, his beautiful prayers, his wonderful dancing, how he glorified Srila Prabhupada with every breath, with every heartbeat of his life, by giving himself to spreading the holy names. Bhaktivinod Thakur speaks about such devotees. He reasons ill who say that Vaishnavas die, when thou art living still and sound. Vaishnavas die to live and live to spread the holy name around. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Ananti Koti Vaishnav Brinda ki jai. Sri Hari Nam Sankirtan ki jai. I thank you very much.
Dear Radhanath Maharaj, on behalf of the ISKCON Kirtan Ministry and the World Holy Name Festival team, I just want to say thank you so much for that enlightening, empowering, and meditative class. Hare Krishna.